Welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and if you're tuning in today, I know you're likely going through something that feels overwhelming. Maybe life has thrown you curveball after curveball, and you've started to wonder if manifestation is even real, or if it's just another feel-good idea for those who have their lives together. Well, I'm here to tell you that manifestation does work, even in the hardest of times. And it's in those chaotic moments when we need it the most. So let's dive in. Before we dive into today's topic, I want to take a moment to share something special with you. This episode is brought to you by Cafe Collazo. I'm thrilled to partner with them and share their delicious coffee with you all. Cafe Collazo brings rich, authentic flavors straight to your door. And as a listener, you get 10% off of your purchase with my special code MM at checkout. Plus, every time you enjoy their coffee with that code, you're supporting the podcast too. So head over to Cafe Collazo using the link in my Hey Link Me page that is in the description. Grab yourself a fresh bag and let's dive into today's episode. I know that life can feel like a nonstop cycle of bad news, loss, and struggle. Trust me, I have been there. Many times, in fact. It feels like every time you start to get ahead, life knocks you back down. But here's the thing. Manifestation isn't just for when things are going smoothly. It's especially powerful during times of crisis because that's when we're most desperate for change. This is when we truly need to tap into our power and focus on what we can control. You may have tried to manifest before and it felt like you were doing everything right, but nothing changed. I know it can be discouraging. I get it. But the key is persistence and faith in the process, even when you can't see the results right away. Manifestation is like planting seeds. You can't expect them to grow overnight. But with patience and consistency, the shifts will come. One of the hardest parts of a crisis is feeling like there's no way out. We often get stuck in the why me mindset, and when we're overwhelmed, it's hard to see the bigger picture. But what if you flipped that mindset? Instead of asking, why is this happening to me, ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from this? Every challenge carries an opportunity for growth. It's during these times of struggle that we often get the chance to break free from limiting beliefs and self-sabotaging patterns that we may not have been aware of before. By shifting your perspective, you open the possibility for change and growth, even in the darkest moments. You have the power to decide how you want to respond. Manifestation requires more than just thinking about what you want. It requires action, even if it's in small steps at first. During times of crisis, the idea of taking action can feel impossible, but you don't have to tackle everything at once. Start by setting small intentions that feel manageable for you. For example, if you're struggling with financial stress, instead of focusing on the entire mountain of debt, you can start by focusing on one small thing that you could do today. Maybe it's creating a budget, researching ways to save, or simply just shifting your mindset to one of abundance rather than lack. Every little action counts. I know firsthand it can be really hard to trust the universe or the process when everything feels like it's falling apart. But here's the truth. The universe doesn't give us challenges that we can't handle. It may feel like a lot at that moment, but there's always a purpose behind the struggle. Trust that every challenge you're facing is bringing you closer to the person that you are meant to become. I know it doesn't always feel fair, but know that there's power in the pain. It's okay to feel emotions, whether that be frustration, anger, or just feeling overwhelmed. But also remember that it's okay to release those feelings and trust that the universe is always conspiring to bring you what you need, even if it doesn't look like what you expect. Sometimes things need to fall apart for better things to come together. This might sound counterintuitive, but gratitude is one of the most powerful tools you can use during a crisis. It's easy to focus on what's going wrong, But when you shift your focus to the things that are still going right in your life, even if they're small things, you begin to change your energy. Gratitude shifts your vibration, and when you shift your vibration, you're aligning more with what you want to manifest. Take a moment each day to reflect on something, anything, even the smallest thing that you're grateful for. Even if it's just a warm cup of coffee, a roof over your head, or a good conversation with a friend. Start with the little things, and before you know it, you'll start to see more and more things to be grateful for. And that's when the manifestation magic happens. So I want to leave you today with a practice prompt. Write down one area of your life that feels chaotic right now. Now, write down at least three lessons or opportunities that could come from this situation. Finally, what is one small action that you can take today that will move you closer to a solution or a better feeling about it? Start small, but take that first step. Manifestation is a journey, not a destination. It's about learning to trust yourself, the process, and the universe, especially when things aren't going your way. So take a deep breath and trust the process and keep moving forward. Remember that every setback is just a setup for your comeback. You've got this. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you love this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, like, or share it out. Also, make sure to check out my Hey Link Me page in the show description or notes for curated resources, links, and merch designed to help support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered life. I'm always adding something new to my Hey Link Me page, especially fresh merch, so be sure to check it out often for updates. Your support really does mean the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.